What's a vertical file? It's a library collection of small publications used to answer questions. On Vertical File, we talk about information and knowledge management in many different fields, covering the practical, the technical, and the philosophical. This is Vertical File by Sutron Global. I'm your host, John Connolly. Today we're joined by Fred Weiss. Fred has been in the software industry for decades and has worked with software programming for a great deal of his career. He's programmed software for a wide variety of applications, from accounting and reporting to industrial controls and beyond. At Sutron Global, Fred is responsible for North American data center operations, overseeing data centers in Canada and the United States to provide operational security, review policies, and much more. Fred is joining us today to talk about data security. Fred, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, John. I'm happy to be here.
Data security, there are so many needs, so much scrutiny, so many regulations starting to pop up everywhere. I wanted to just ask, what's at stake for anybody who's managing data, anybody who is looking into data security? What makes it so crucial right now at this moment in time?
The obvious answer is the internet has made life very, very complex, because just about anybody can, look up freely available hacking tools. With that kind of environment on the internet, it behooves everyone involved in internet security to make it the number one task. And we're not just, talking about just the computers that are on there. All of our policies and procedures take that into account. You know, things like background checks on employees to make sure that, everything is checks out there, things like that, policies and procedures, destruction of equipment and whatnot. So the data security impacts every aspect of the business. When someone comes on board at Sutron Global, for example, there are, we have a set number of policies that they have to read through and become aware of, and really bring that security thinking into their own, day-to-day job.
It's, I think, easy to get overwhelmed when we're talking about the potential for some kind of attack, some kind of security leak or lapse or something. And the headlines can be quite sensational, right? Like they're, a large gaming organization got hacked this week, and they're still waiting for the full report on the extent of the breach, and can represent lots and lots of money lost in all of these things. So knowing that there's a lot of risk, but also knowing what's the right balance for managers, right? As you're trying to figure out how to handle data appropriately, what's the right level of cautious to be? How do we even begin to evaluate that?
But from a client's perspective, a lot of this depends on the nature of the data that they wish to store in the cloud. So I'll use Sutron as an example here. We have clients who store historical meteorological data. In that sort of environment, that isn't particularly critical if someone, were to gain access to that data. There's not really much that can be done with it to harm anyone. If someone wants to store confidential information within Sutron, such as, a future corporate direction or legal case results and things like that, that then all of a sudden requires everyone to consider, how much security is required to prevent that from getting out into the wild.
As these clients are considering these things, right, the nature of the data, the nature of the environment, the sensitivity of what's there, and looking at the ramifications if something does get out into the open, why would clients look to storing in the cloud as opposed to doing something alone, right, on-prem, in-house? What is the difference between those two avenues, and why would you choose one over the other?
That's a very good question, John, and the answer really depends a lot on how responsive internal IT is able to be. over the last 20 years, we've seen IT budgets cut to the bone, as every organization should. You know, they should need to rationalize how much money they spend on things. Unfortunately, what this often leads to is lots of delays. So people can't advance their projects, or it's gotten to the point where even internal IT departments have to spend, so much money on experts in terms of internet security and so on and so forth, that their IT budgets really have ballooned over the years. And therefore, all the projects that they have, that they want to implement, have to go through this, narrow IT bottleneck. It therefore becomes a situation where either the cost is prohibitive of doing it through internal means, or the fact that the internal IT is so overtasked with jobs that they have to do that your project may be delayed for 6 months, a year, or further down the road.
What guidance should people look for? I think it's important not to go alone when making big decisions like that. What guidance should people look for, and how can Sutron Global help guide clients when it comes to their options here?
Most organizations like ours do have a set procedure for doing that and a good track record. So that one is just almost in the nature of a check mark, but it's still something that they should take into account. In addition to that, they should also look at from a security point of view, the security credentials that the company purports to employ. What sort of does the company have any government accreditations or industry accreditations that apply in the security mode?
Fred, thank you so much for coming on the show. This has been a wealth of information, and I hope we can continue to explore these topics further. If people want to learn more about everything that Sutron has to offer, where's a good place for them to get started?
Well, our website is the best place, and that's sutron.com.
This has been Vertical File by Sutron Global. If you enjoyed this show, please rate us 5 stars wherever you find your podcasts. Check us out online at www.sutron.com.